我们感谢我们天父的祝福，我们今天有14位新受洗的同龄来加入我们教会里面。
I would like to thank the blessing of our Heavenly Father because we have 14 newly baptized brothers and sisters.
那其中有两位是属于波士顿祈祷所。
And two of the brothers and sisters belong to the Boston Prayer House.
有一位是属于皇后教会。
One belongs to the Queen's Church.
其中有11位是属于我们伊丽莎白教会。
11 brothers and sisters of the Elizabeth Church.
所以从今以后，我们把接受做我们这个大家庭里面的一份子。
From now on, they are part of this big family of Christ.
大家来关心他们，为着他们灵性的成长，为他们代祷。
And everyone should care for these new brothers and sisters and pray for them, and may God help them.
圣经说，我们新受洗都像出生的婴孩。
The Bible says that for the newly baptized believers, they're just like newborn babies.
所以他希望我们在爱心里面的关怀跟带导。
So they need our prayer out of love.
那在洗礼的时候，我们也有看到主耶稣的宝血。
And during the water baptism, their brothers and sisters who witnessed the blood of Jesus.
这个更证明圣经讲的话是真的。
And this further proves that the words in the scripture is real.
我们的洗礼是蒙神祝福的。
And our water baptism is well blessed by the Lord.
真的有主的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
Indeed, the blood of Jesus washed away our
sins. 那是圣经里面讲的一洗。
This is the one baptism recorded in the Bible.
来让我们洁净做神的子民。
Used to cleanse our sins and to be the children of God.
那我们在快结束的时候，我们请一些来讲他们的体验。
Before the day is over, we would ask some brothers and sisters to testify.
那根据圣经有三个典礼。
According to the Bible, there are three sacraments.
典礼就是跟得救有关的一种礼仪。
Sacraments means ceremonies that has direct relationship with our salvation.
洗礼就是要洗掉我们的罪。
Water baptism is to wash away our sins.
那第二个就是洗脚礼。
And then the sacrament of foot washing.
在整本圣经里面记载洗脚礼的只有一章，约翰福音13章。
Only John chapter 13 records the sacrament of foot washing.
我们曾经跟很多的基督徒在谈论洗脚礼的道理。
We have in the past discussed this doctrine of foot washing with other Christians.
我们发现有一些基督徒的问题是，洗脚礼只在约翰福音十三章记一次而已，其他以后使徒行传以后都没有再记。
And the question that they had in their mind was, the sacrament of foot washing was only recorded once in this chapter, and it never.appear elsewhere.
所以似乎他们的意见觉得说，如果使徒有在做，为什么圣经没有记？
So the argument was, if the apostles follows this sacrament, why is it that they didn't do it later?
那相同的问题就是，圣经里面描写十诫有几次？
So the similar question we want to ask is, how many times the Bible describes the Ten Commandments?
只有在出埃及记里面记载。
It only recorded in the Book of Exodus.
在摩西五经里面有。
And the first five books of Moses.
到现在已经几千年了。
It's been thousands of years.
主耶稣也没有重复。
Lord Jesus did not repeat the Ten Commandments.
那我们要不要守十诫？
So does that mean we don't have to observe the Ten Commandments?
我们昨天下午就听到见证。
And yesterday afternoon we have heard the testimony.
十诫绝对是有功效的。
And Ten Commandments is indeed observable and effective.
所以神的话讲一次就永远有功效，因为是安定在天，直到永远。
The words of God, even though it's just said once, is effective forever.
出于神的话，句句都带有能力。
Every word out of God is with power.
虽然约翰福音十三章记一次，那一次就已经很充分、很足够了。
Even though this place in the Bible it records foot washing, but that is enough.
那典礼是跟得救有关的。
And to be called a sacrament means that it has direct relationship with one's salvation.
主耶稣做过示范。
Well, Jesus himself set the example.
然后他吩咐门徒去做。
And then he commanded the disciples to follow.
那我们现在要来在洗脚礼之前，我们来查考洗脚礼的道理。
And before we perform the sacrament of foot washing, we'd like to study its message.
请看约翰十三章第一节。
Please refer to the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
逾越节以前，主耶稣知道自己离世归父的日子到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。这里说主耶稣爱世界属自己的人，爱他们到底。
Here it says that having loved his own, who were in the world, he now showed them to the full extent of his love.
所以他吃完饭的时候就开始洗脚。
So after the meal, he began to wash the feet of the disciples.
那这个爱到底可以讲时间，主耶稣爱到他人生的最后一口气，他爱我们。
The definition of full extent of love can be described as Jesus will love us till we pass away.
那爱到底也可以指程度。
It can also describe the level of love of God.
他爱到为我们留下最后一滴的血。
Lord Jesus loved us to the point where he shed his last drop of blood.
所以这个到底是毫无保留的。
So full extent means without reservation.
所以主耶稣会吸引人。
That's why Jesus can attract many.
因为他爱我们到底。
Because he loved us without reservation.
那今天我们是被他的爱吸引，我们来亲近他。
So today we are attracted by the love of Jesus, and that's why we're here.
那这里为什么特别讲主耶稣爱他们到底，然后洗他们的脚呢？
And why is it he says that now he showed them the full extent of love, and then he washed his feet?
因为里面有一个是犹大。
Because one of them is Judas.
所以他在第二节讲了，魔鬼将卖耶稣的意思放在犹大的心里面。
In verse 2, it says that devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus.
所以主耶稣知道犹大要把他出卖，他要为着犹大的背叛要喝苦杯。
And Jesus knew that Judas is about to betray him, and because of Judas' betrayal, Jesus will partake the bitter cup.
但是主耶稣对犹大的爱没有改变。
But the love of Jesus toward Judas did not change.
所以主耶稣洗犹大的脚。
That's why Jesus even washed the feet of Judas.
所以我们看主耶稣在世界上没有敌人。
Therefore, Jesus had no enemy on earth.
因为他爱世界上的人到底啊，那还怎么还会有敌人呢？
Because he loves everyone in this world.
那接下去说主耶稣在我们再看第四节。
Please read verse 4.
他就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿着手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里洗门徒的脚。
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist.
用手巾来擦干。
And then he poured water, and then he dried them with the towel.
那一直提到西门彼得。
And he washed the feet of the disciples until he came to Simon Peter.
那彼得说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”
And Peter asked him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
他称主耶稣做主。
And Peter called Jesus Lord.
也承认说他是仆人。
And Peter acknowledged that he is a servant.
你是我的主人，你洗我的脚吗？
You are my Lord, my master. Are you going to wash my feet?
他觉得身上不配。
And Peter thought that he was unworthy to receive.
因为这件事情从来没有发生过的。
Because this has never happened before.
洗脚礼不是犹太人的风俗。
The sacrament of foot washing was not merely just a Jewish custom.
你说主人洗仆人，这不是犹太人的风俗。
That is for a master to wash the feet of a servant. That is not a Jewish custom at all.
但是他们平常都有在洗脚。
But of course, it is a common custom to wash feet in general.
主人洗仆人，这没有发生过。
But no master has ever washed the feet of a servant.
所以这个犹大就要推辞。
So,
这彼得就要推辞。
So Peter tried to refuse the washing of feet by Jesus.
他不能够了解。
Because Peter couldn't understand at the time.
主耶稣说，我所做的你现在不知道，后来必明白。
Verse 7, Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand.
那为什么所做同一件事情你现在不知道，后来就必明白呢？
Why is it that Peter would not be able to understand now, but could understand later.
所以在约翰福音其他圣经主耶稣说，我有很多话告诉你，但你现在不能够明白。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus also said, there are many words that I told you, you do not understand, but later you will.
只等真理的圣灵来，你就明白了。
Until the downpouring of the Holy Spirit, the truth will be revealed to you.
所以后来你必明白，等彼得得到圣灵以后，他就明白了。
But after Peter received the Holy Spirit, he understood.
所以今天在这么多教派里面，只有真耶稣教会把洗脚礼当作典礼。
So today, among all churches in the world, only the True Jesus Church will treat the sacrament of foot washing as a sacrament.
因为圣灵的启示，我们就明白了。
Because of the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and we understood it.
那主耶稣说，主耶稣就说啊。我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
And then Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
那这相当严重啊。
And this is a very serious statement.
跟主耶稣跟这么久，跟主无份。
They've been follower of Jesus for such long period of time, wind up having no part.
他知道这个严重性。
And Peter realized how serious this could be.
所以他就马上改变态度。
So he changed his attitude.
说不但我的脚，连手跟头也洗。
Verse 9, the Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.
所以我们洗礼之后，我们要接受洗脚礼，使我们跟主这个大的团契有份。
So after we're baptized, we need to also observe the sacrament of foot washing so we can be united with the big family of Christ.
所以这是典礼性的一个意义。
And this sacrament has ceremonial meanings.
那洗脚礼有它教训性的意义。
The sacrament of foot washing also has its spiritual teachings.
典礼性是对新受洗今天的有关系。
The ceremonial teachings has to do with the newly baptized.
那教训性是跟我们每一个人，不管你信主几年都有关系的。
But the general spiritual teaching behind this sacrament applies to all believers.
我们看十三节。
Please refer to chapter 13.
你们称我夫子，我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，给你们洗脚，你们也应当彼此洗脚。
Verse 13, you call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so.For that is what I am. 14. Now that I, your Lord, the teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
脚是最脏的地方。
Feet is the part could be dirty easiest.
谁愿意洗别人的脚呢？
Who would want to wash the feet of another person?
主耶稣说，我是你们的主，我给你们洗脚。
Lord Jesus said, I am your teacher, yet I wash your feet.
那这个在讲什么？
What does that mean?
就是讲主耶稣来世界上不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
This teaches us that Lord Jesus came to the world not to be served, but to serve.
所以这就是我们加入真教会的精神。
And that is the spirit of joining the true church.
在外邦人有人超权管束。
In the Gentile world, there are people with higher authority than the others.
但是主耶稣说，我来不是这样。
The Lord Jesus said, I came to the world not in this fashion.
我来是要服侍。
I came to serve.
并舍命做别人的赎价。
And to sacrifice my life as a redemption for many.
所以这个第四节说他离席，也可以把它解释说他离开天上的宝座。
So, verse 4, when he says, when he got up from the meal and he left his place, can also be interpreted as the Lord Jesus came down to earth.
降世为人。
He came to the world for us.
脱下衣服
and he took off his outer clothing.
他本来是荣耀的神
he was the glorious God.
所以把他这个荣耀暂时抛弃了
But now he temporarily put aside his glory.
拿一条手巾束腰
and he wrapped a towel around his waist.
这个就仆人的形态
and which is something what a servant would do.
所以我们今天加入教会就是效法主耶稣做仆人来服侍人。
So today, now that we've joined the church, we have to have the attitude of a servant.
那天国主耶稣说，天国里面最大的就是服侍人的人。
Lord Jesus said, the one who be called the greatest in the heavenly kingdom is the one who serves.
洗脚礼就是教导我们在教会要谦卑服侍。
So the sacrament of foot washing teaches us that we should serve one another humbly in the church.
所以你看我们教会没有特别做。
So in our church, there are no special seats.
你不管世界上多出名，来到教会，大家坐在一起。
It doesn't matter how powerful, how famous you are in this world. Everyone is sitting together.
因为在神面前，我们都要学习做仆人。
Because in front of God, we are all worthless servants.
大家彼此顺服，在主的这个带领下彼此顺服。
And we all submit to one another and serve one another.
使这个教会能够变成合一的团体。
So that this church could be a unified body of Christ.
那这个洗脚礼也是教导我们要彼此赦免。
The sacrament of foot washing also teaches us to forgive one another.
犹大要卖耶稣。
Judas was about to betray Jesus.
耶稣能够赦免犹大。
But Jesus could forgive Judas.
那今天我们人际关系啊，常常会有摩擦。
And today, often we'll have frictions or misunderstandings with another person.
因为我们有软弱，会得罪别人。
Sometimes we are weak and we offend another person.
别人有软弱会得罪我们。
Other people likewise will offend us.
洗脚礼就教导我们要赦免。
Foot washing teaches us to forgive.
所以，如果我们真的把洗脚礼的道理行出来，我们每一个人际关系每一天都是新的。
So if you truly exercise the teaching of foot washing, then you will discover your relationship with others will be much, much better.
中国人说冰冻三尺不是一日之寒。
Rome was not built in one day.
冰啊会结冰三尺啊，这个不是说一天一晚上很冷就结出来。
Or you can say that for a lake to be frozen up to 3 feet of thickness, it will not occur in overnight freezing temperature.
这个人跟人之间有一种恨，有一种不满，一直积到最后就发生问题啊。
So if the situations or the frictions that you had with another person was not resolved immediately, ultimately would cause much harm.
那如果我们效法耶稣，从心里面真的把它赦免了。
And so if we truly learn from Lord Jesus Christ and forgive this person.
你会发现每一个都是主所爱的人，都是很可爱的。
And you'll discover that everyone is beautiful and admirable.
主耶稣能够爱他，为什么我们不能爱他
？If Lord Jesus can love this person, why can't we?
难道我们大过主耶稣吗
？Are we better than Lord Jesus?
事实上，我们常常大过，觉得自己我们的做法，他们觉得我们大过主耶稣。
But oftentimes in what we do, it seems like we're greater than Lord Jesus.
主耶稣能赦免，我们不能赦免。
If Jesus can forgive, then who are we not to forgive?
那如果耶稣用这种精神来对我们
，and if Lord Jesus treat us in this fashion,
我们人都完了
，and we'll be all doomed.
所以主赦免我们
，that's why Lord Jesus forgives us.
洗脚礼就是我们要赦免别人
，so foot washing teaches us to forgive one another.
那脚一洗就干净了。
And once the feet is washed, and then the whole body is.
所以今天我们教会的圣职人会奉主的名洗我们的脚。
And that's why today the holy workers will wash the feet of the newly baptized members in the name of Lord Jesus.
就代表主耶稣洗我们的脚。
Representing that Lord Jesus is washing the feet.
我们要常常提醒，我这个脚是主耶稣洗过的。
So we should constantly remind ourselves that my feet have been washed by Lord Jesus.
不走罪恶的道路。
No longer I will walk on the path of sin.
要保守自己圣洁。
I will keep myself holy and pure.
脚如果保守圣洁，很多罪你都犯不出来。
If you determine not to walk on the path of sin, then how can you commit any sin?
所以洗脚礼教导我们要圣洁。
So foot washing also teaches us holiness.
跟世俗有分别。
And to differentiate from the evils of this world.
我们看十七节。
Please read verse 17.
你们既然知道这个事，若去行就有福了。
17. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
如果照主耶稣所行这个洗脚礼去做，遵守他的教训，就有福气了。
Now that you know these things and you follow the teaching of Jesus, you'll be greatly blessed.
所以这个洗脚礼绝对是超越犹太人的风俗。
Therefore, this sacrament of foot washing certainly is beyond the custom of the Jewish people.
因为你做，你就可以从神得福。
Because if you do this, you'll be blessed.
所以我们现在要开始为新受洗的14位童龄来举办洗脚礼。
So we'll now commence the sacrament of foot washing for the 14 newly baptized brothers and sisters.
请我们新受洗的鞋子脱下来，然后默祷。
And please
起到你的时候默祷。
Please remove your shoes and bow your head having a silent prayer.
我们弟兄请郭志士来洗脚, 那姐妹请吴长老娘。
And I would like to call upon Deacon Guo to wash the feet of the brothers and the wife of Elder Wu to wash the feet of the sisters.